each one can bring their mind and their body into a state of being where God governs it. And the way in which it is done is the way of contemplative meditation. To contemplate truth, we could start in just this way, assuming that we're quiet, our eyes are closed, and our body is comfortable. I and my Father are one. All that the Father hath is mine. Son, thou art ever with me. Therefore, where God is, I am. Where I am, God is, and all that the Father hath is mine. Therefore, I have God-given dominion. God has given me dominion over all that is. And I have dominion over my mind and over my body. God gave me this mind as a tool, as an instrument. God gave me this mind through which to function on the mental level of life, just as God gave me this body with which to function on the physical level of life. And because God has given me mind and body, it is God's government of the mind and the body that I desire. From God came forth my mind, from God came forth my body, and now I return these, both of them, to God. God, thou hast dominion over me. And thy dominion works through me, through my mind, and through my body. Thy dominion governs my mind and my body. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. God's ways are not man's ways. Therefore, God, let me know thy thoughts. Express thyself, reveal thyself as my thoughts, as my body, as the activities of my mind and my body. Thy being is my being. Thy body functions as my body. Thy being, thy mind, functions as my mind. That is why the Master said, have that mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus. If it were not possible to have that mind which was also in Christ Jesus, it would not have been given to us as instruction. Have that mind in you. And Father, I have that mind when you govern my mind. With God governing my mind, I have that mind of wisdom, of dominion, of God's grace. When I have God's dominion functioning in my body is obedient to the spiritual commands. My body functions in accord with the will of God and the way of God. I would not be permitted to allow my body to stray out of control. I have no right to be permitted to allow my mind to stray out of control. For I and my Father are one, and the Father's oneness in me is the dominion of mind and body. And as I open myself to the inflow of God, I receive God's dominion over my mind and my body. I receive God's thoughts which govern my thoughts and my body. The body cannot talk back to me and say that it will go to the left or the right. The mind cannot talk back to me and say that it will be ruly or unruly. I, through God's grace, govern this mind and this body. God, thou art the only lawgiver. Thou art the law unto my mind and my body. God, thy grace is my sufficiency in all things. Thy grace is my sufficiency of mind and of body. God, thy will be done in heaven and in earth. Therefore, thy will be done in my mind and in my body. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. My mind is open and receptive and responsive to thee, O God. Not to the carnal mind, not the mortal mind, not the personal interest, not the selfishness or idolatry. Thy will is done in heaven and in earth. Thy will is done in my mind and in my body. And thy law is the law of my inward parts. Thy law is a law unto my mind and unto my body. Thy law is a law unto my thoughts, and I shall think no thoughts but thy thoughts, for thou art my Father. Thou art my Master. Thou art my way and my will. Thine, O Father, is the wisdom that flows through my mind and governs my body. Thine, O Father, is the life which permeates my mind and my body. Thine is the glory which my mind reflects and my body. Thine is the glory that I show forth through my mind and my body. My mind and my body show forth the glory of God just as the stars do and the sun and the moon and the firmament. Thy glory is made manifest in my intelligence. Thy glory is made manifest in the government of my body, in the harmony and the health and the wholeness. I have no health, Father. I have no health, I have no wealth. Thy health and thy wealth is the health and wealth of my mind and of my body, of my being and of my purse. I of my own self can do nothing. I of my own self can be nothing. Thou, Father, art the health of my countenance. Thou, Father, art the intelligence of my mind. Thou art my fortress and my high tower in which I hide. I live and move and have my being in God, not in mortal flesh. If my flesh were destroyed, I would still be intact, for I live and move and have my being in thee. I am hid with Christ in God. And if you destroy this body, in 3 days I will raise it up again. For I and my Father are one, and all that the Father hath is mine, and the Father has countless billions of bodies to raise up. As long as I know that it is thy will that is being done in me, thy will that is made manifest in me, thy grace that is my sufficiency in all things, my sufficiency of mind and of body. Therefore, take over, Father, My mind is thy dwelling place. My body is thy resting place, for my body is the temple of the living God. My mind is thy dwelling place. Let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, for I live only to thy glory, that thy glory may govern my soul, my mind, my body, that I may be a fitting instrument and keep my mind clear for God, and keep my body free and healthy for God. I would not glory in myself. I would not glory in my health or my wisdom. But I would insist that my mind and my body be instruments for God, so that God may make his abiding place in me as I make my dwelling place in him, for I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And if the Father is in me, the Father is in my mind, and my soul, and my being, and my body. In this way, do I give the government of mind and body to God. In this way, do I hold my mind and body in peace, listening. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And you see now how much easier it is to settle into a peaceful meditation, because there is now a God-given dominion, a God-granted dominion over mind and body, and now the mind and body become servants of the Most High. Think of your mind and of your body in that light.